Mohawk Nation News, Ganawage to become newest offshore tax haven. Audio. January the 10th, 2022. Our indigenous communities are secretly becoming tax havens for the international bankers. The imposed Mohawk Council of Ganawage Incorporated, Entain, and Avid International Inc. are allied with the Army. Indian Affairs is a division of the Army. MCK is being paid to help create another invasion to assimilate us, to steal our land, and to absorb us into the corporate body politic. Our unborn children own all of Turtle Island. On October 25, 1924, the Indian Lands Acts were implemented in every province that created the reservations as POW camps, wholly run by the Army, Indian Affairs. The Dominion of Canada is wholly owned by international bankers. The band councils are not Ogwehungwe and cannot legally buy land, which cannot be sold. They are Canadien and wholly owned by the Corporation of the Government of Canada and its international shareholders. The scenery, seaway, rails, roads, and so on can only belong to the Mohawks. Nothing can be in the MCK's name because they are a sub-corporation of the Crown. So is Canada. Only the true Ogwehungwe people can make a hydro relationship with New York City. That's why the sellout deal is a big secret. 99% of the people would not go for it. Only the true Indigenous people, as a whole, can legally own any of Turtle Island on behalf of the future children. Our lands have never been surrendered to anyone, ever. International corporatists putting anything on our land, paid for with our Indian trust money, must be all turned over to the Ogwehungwe people, not to their esoteric corporate agenda. The band council military units are setting up multinational gaming companies such as Entain, Avid, Mohawk, and Jersey Gaming Commissions, which we've never heard of, violate the Gayanadeh Goa, the supreme law of Turtle Island. The military-run band council and the bankers cannot sell our hydro resources to New York City. They also illegally run sports book, casino, poker houses, and cryptocurrency, taking advantage of our tax-free status. This revenue all belongs to the true Gayanadeh Goa indigenous of Turtle Island. The bankers set up businesses in Ganawage in the name of the government band council, pay no taxes, and then put the money into offshore accounts. We see nothing. The band council pretends to represent the Ogwehungwe and has to be paid off to conduct this genocide to make this crime look legitimate to the public. Sections 35 and 52 of the Constitution Act of Canada 1982 does not allow licenses, gaming laws, rules, regulations, and ownership to be controlled by foreign corporations owned by international shareholders and bankers. These foreign corporations are established under the Admiralty Law of the Seas. The Canadian government and its band council system do not legally exist on Turtle Island. They use our Indian trust funds to acquire or control Ogwehungwe lands, undermine our rights, and set up foreign-controlled municipal regimes. The band councils can only sign for themselves and their employees because they have sworn an oath to a foreign oligarch. The current version of the illegal Ganawage Corporation was set up in 1974 by Andrew DeLille Sr. and registered with the U.S. Homeland Security. These illegal band councils and their partners do not belong on Turtle Island and will leave with all those who have signed on and voted for them. Section 35.1 of the Constitution provides, quote, the existing pre-colonial Aboriginal and treaty rights of the Aboriginal people of Turtle Island are hereby recognized and affirmed. Section 52.1 affirms that, quote, any law that is inconsistent with the Constitution is to the extent of the inconsistency of no force or effect. Therefore, The candidate goal of the Great Peace is the existing Aboriginal legal system, which the Haudenosaunee inherited from pre-colonial times, which was never removed or conceded. No other laws of Canada are recognized by the Gayanerit Goa, which comes from natural law. Canada, their Band Council, Quebec, private investors, and the secret organizations are of no force or effect. In 1994, the Ganyogahaga Mohawks had a referendum and overwhelmingly rejected the casino, which results stand for all time to come, which they are blatantly disrespecting. Thus, all infrastructure and funds brought to Ganawage belong to the sovereign people. The gross domestic product, GDP, of Canada of $2.015 trillion, is the stolen Indian Trust Fund. The lawyers, judges, and courts enforce the theft and control over our lives, lands, and funds. See the video. Profits go to the unidentified shareholders. Promotion of gambling, alcohol, and drugs are meant to control us. According to the 1924 Master Plan, gambling would be introduced in the 8th decade. By the 9th decade, Indians would be voluntarily paying taxes to the government. By 2024, one way or another, we are supposed to no longer exist. They are almost at the finish line, but have run into a brick wall called the Constitution Act of Canada, 1982, Sections 35 and 52. Ironically, Canada will be genocided instead of us. They say leftover profits, if any, will go to social services, courts, programs for addictions to alcohol, gambling, drugs, cigarettes, services to play with our minds and grab our children, lose our homes to local foreign-owned businesses, and keep the homeless out of sight. The services are supposed to destroy families and blind us from the gross theft and military occupation. The investment by the Band Councils comes from the Indian Trust Fund, which will carry the burden of failure or bankruptcy. The land belongs to our unborn children. We cannot sell or transfer it to anybody. We must carry on our duty as the caretakers. The people of the Great Peace, which is over 99%, of Ganyogahaga of Ganawage, may think about investigating this criminality and genocide of our former people. By our former people. The Grateful Dead see what happens to those who can't push themselves away from the table. Trucking got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking, like the doodah man, together more or less in line. Just keep trucking on, arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street, Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street, your typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings. Tokinigu nyaogi wazawadam sadeh.